So this morning, in my mind, I need to check with my spirit. In my mind, I'm thinking brief. And I guess that's what we do too much, go by the mind. But I sense some things in my spirit. And so I'm going to, guess what I'm going to go with? Thank you. I sense some things in my spirit. And from this morning, the days ahead, by the Holy Ghost, we're going to say something. So I would admonish you to get your ears open, get your heart open, because God wants his people to be wise, to be knowledgeable, and don't stick the head in the sand. Amen? Because we have an adversary that we're dealing with, but we are not afraid. Did you hear what I said? We have an adversary that we're dealing with, but we're not afraid. Why? Because greater is he that is in you and in me than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. 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 This morning, if you would open your Bible to this particular verse, because I have several verses that we will be sharing from, and I want to talk to you from this thought, and I want to deal with three particular things in the course of next several messages that we will preach. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 5:21, and you have heard this before, but faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Amen. For he has made him to be sin for us. I'll read that again. For he has made him, Jesus, to be sin. Somebody said it and I hadn't checked it out yet. For he has made him, Jesus, sin for us. He said this the way it is stated in the Greek. For he has made him to be. And he said the to be is not in there. Sin. For us. Who what? Knew no sin. For what reason? That we might be what? We might be made what? The righteousness of God where? In him. Jesus became what we were. In order that we might become what he is. And he is the righteousness of God. Listen to this statement. Jesus is the Word. And the Word is Jesus. I'm going to say it again. Jesus is the living word. We are reading the written word, but Jesus is the living word. And this written word is telling us about the living word. And the word is Jesus. God is God, and God's word is God. So you can't separate them. But out of the word came a resurrected man. Out of the word came a human being. Isn't that something? That didn't have any contamination, anything in him. Spirit, soul, and body. But nothing defiled about him. But yet he became what? Sin. For us. For what reason? To remove from us this fallen nature that had turned against God and worked against God. Didn't agree with God and couldn't. But Jesus became sin to remove sin from us. In the same chapter, but it's just back up a few verses. And it said, therefore, if any man, what? Be in Christ. Be where? In Christ. He is what? A new creature. I'm taking my time because we are building something and we're going somewhere. Therefore, if any man be where? In Christ, he is. A what? Who said that? Is God a man that he should lie? If God said, if you're in Christ, you're a new creature, old things are what? And behold, all things are become new. You know, that ought to cause us to shout sometime. So it says here in this, in our text that we're starting with, for he has made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. And what I want to talk about, righteousness puts us in a position to act just like Jesus. I'm going to say it again. This is what I'm going to talk about. Righteousness puts us in a position to act just like Jesus. How are you acting? Are you righteous? Boy, that's a poor answer. I got a bunch of sinners going to have to get saved. I said, are you righteous? And see, most people, when you ask that question, their mind immediately go to how they feel. It had nothing to do with that. You ask me, Jimmy, are you a male? I said, sure.